Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello and welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly on Transformation Talk Radio, WBLQ 1230 AM New York, Rhode Island and Connecticut, and KKNW 1150 AM Seattle. Welcome to Lucid Planet, where we are going to, for the next hour, put forward some really important healing information that's going to inspire you to find solutions in your life. This is a huge deal today. And what we're talking about is chronic and mystery illness, something that millions, possibly billions of people around the world are experiencing. And to do this, I am really excited to welcome someone very special to the show today. His name is Anthony William, and his book, Medical Medium, has actually gone to number one on the New York Times bestsellers list. And he, in case you haven't heard of Anthony, he was basically born with the unique ability to converse with a high-level spirit who provides him extraordinarily accurate health information. Often that's far ahead of its time or far ahead of what science is actually telling us. When he was 4 years old, he shocked his family when he announced at the dinner table that his symptom-free grandmother had lung cancer. And sure enough, medical testing soon confirmed the diagnosis. So he has devoted his life to this for over 25 years, really helping people to overcome and prevent illness and discover the lives they were meant to live. And again, like I said, this is several decades ahead of scientific discovery. He takes a very compassionate approach, and he looks at well-being on every level. And we know from past Lucid Planet Radio shows, this is so important, not just physical health, but the holistic picture, spiritual, mental, emotional, really. His success rates have been unprecedented, and that has really earned him, as the medical medium, the trust and the love of thousands of people worldwide, movie stars, rock stars, billionaires, professional athletes, authors, people from all walks of life, because obviously we're all important, not just the famous ones, but it's still incredibly impressive to see these results. And so really, Anthony is an invaluable resource to doctors who are helping to solve really difficult cases. And of course, you can check out his book now, Medical Medium. So let's welcome Anthony to the show. Welcome.
Great being here. I'm excited. Wonderful. Yeah.
Wonderful to have you here. This is, you know, this is something, I guess the question, let's start at the beginning, because I'm sure there's people out there who are hearing this and they're like, medical medium, you know, and I'm a scientist, but I'm a very open-minded person. And I have had experiences in my life that really have defied explanation. Particularly when it even comes to my health. My partner, for example, could see inside of my uterus, and he told me my uterus looked like a bunch of grapes, and all of the scans at UCLA and everything told me I was fine. And then I ended up in surgery, and when the doctors took out my uterus, they told me verbatim, your uterus looked like a bunch of grapes. So, you know, Yeah, crazy. So I've actually experienced this, that there really is something to health and healing beyond what science and all of our diagnostics can understand. But maybe you could explain to our audience who hasn't heard of this, how does your gift work? What is it to be a medical medium?
You know, what happened really is at age 4, I woke up one morning and heard a voice perfectly clear, just like you and I are talking right now, just like everybody's hearing us right now. And that voice was with me right then and there and said would be with me for the rest of my life. And what happened is at the dinner table, the voice told me to walk over to my grandmother, put my hand on her, and to pronounce that she had lung cancer. So I had to say, grandmother has lung cancer, grandma has lung cancer. And that's where it all started. A few weeks later, they brought her in. She didn't even exhibit a symptom or anything or a sign of it. She was fine, but they brought her in out of curiosity, family, and she was, you know, she had lots of lung cancer. In fact, it didn't just end there. It didn't end at that point. It kept on going. So no matter where I was or who I was around, the voice would tell me what was going on. And it led into having to do this. I was forced into this. So it wasn't like I could make any other decision or say, hey, I want to go this way, or I want to do that. I had to only do this. And it never stopped, meaning the information comes through, and it just always does. And it provided, that information has provided me opportunities to help people and give people what they need throughout the decades to get people to heal and move forward. And that's what I've always done. So that's where it started.
That's amazing. So just to clarify, you can't turn the voice off.
Can't turn it off. It's not, I'm not channeling. Some people say, well, maybe he's channeling or something like that. And even when people channel, they can still live their life, you know, normal. They can still go on vacations, do what they want, go do this, go whatever, and communicate with people really easily. With me, the voice doesn't stop because it's not channeling. It's from the outside. It's an outside source. And it just, no matter what, it's something that just hasn't gone away yet.
Wow. Does it make it hard for you to be like in relationships and around people?
Well, you know, it basically over the years, I've you know, let people know that it privately been in my life about this voice and how it works and everything when I was younger. And, you know, and it wasn't easily accepted back then. And now it's more easily accepted. You know, and with technology now I can explain just like I am now. And talk about how it works. But, you know, growing up with it was really difficult. Absolutely. Because, you know, when I was in the classroom in elementary school, and spirit, which the voice they call spirit, told me that my classmate next to me had meningitis. And I told the teacher, and no one believed me right there. The teacher asked the child, and the child said, I don't know what that even means. I never heard of meningitis. And so And then the child went home that night, and next day, teacher found out the child had meningitis and was in the hospital all night. So it was always that kind of thing. It would always surprise people, of course, and be really intense. And when I was younger, I would actually, you know, tell people what was going on. I would grab onto shirt sleeves and tell people, hey, they had a brain tumor. And, you know, it would be like that all the time. When I got older, I learned not to tap on shoulders anymore and tell people they had diabetes. So, you know, you just kind of worked with it. And then shortly after that, just made it into a life I had to make it into. I had no choice. So that's yeah.
Wow. So really it's more like only if people ask you, you'll tell them. But you
I won't jump ahead anymore. Yeah. Unless the person's, you know, open to it or so forth. So I won't be on a plane and tell people what's going on with them. You know what I mean? People I don't know. So and exactly. And that, but the information comes through nonstop no matter what. So if I am on a plane and there's, you know, 150 people walking, you know, down the aisle slowly, spirit will tell me what's going on with everybody walking down the aisle. So it's also it's also exhausting and it's never ending. So that's how I'm.
It must be so intense, but also kind of interesting, I guess. I mean, it's your gift, you know, your gift is so obvious and it's there and it really has the power to transform lives. And that's very inspiring.
It has. I've been very lucky to be able to help people. That's my purpose. That's why I'm here. I want people to get better. I want people to heal. With the amount of suffering that we have here, it's overwhelming. And yes, the information has been very good and has helped so many.
Thank you. And, you know, your book is just blowing up right now. And I got a review copy of it. And I think it's fantastic and goes through some really like deep themes, but is also very accessible. And I guess my question to you is, what was your intention in writing the book? Just 2 minutes before we go into the break. So just so you know.
You know, one of the intentions was for people to know that autoimmune isn't your body attacking itself. It's one of the great mistakes being made right now in medicine, both conventional and alternative. You know, some people say, well, maybe you just don't like conventional medicine. You only like alternative. That's not true. You know, there's a place for everything. And and conventional medicine is, you know, there's so much great technology. It's amazing. Neurosurgeons can remove, you know, aneurysms out of people's brains with robots right now, you know, so it's really incredible. So we're really lucky to have that. But in chronic illness and autoimmune, there's a mistake being made on both sides, both conventional and alternative. And the mistake, it's one of the great mistakes, I call it. And that's, you know, telling people that your body's attacking itself. Just because we don't have answers to what creates autoimmune, or meaning illnesses in a set of symptoms, we blame it on the person's body. This has been a great mistake that's occurred. We should talk about it a little bit more too.
Gosh, I cannot wait to hear more, because, you know, like we were just saying at the start, I have Hashimoto's. I've never actually been officially diagnosed with Hashimoto's, but it just came out of your mouth, so I believe it. I have hypothyroid, you know, but it was like never. Anyway, so, but we're going to talk. This is something that's really important to me, and I've been struggling and learning, you know, as I'm trying to treat myself. And I know there's a lot of our listeners out there who have autoimmune issues. So yes, we will definitely talk about this as soon as we come back from the break. So let's do that now. This is Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. And when we come back, Anthony Williams, medical medium, and I are going to get into all kinds of mystery illnesses and really what they mean, how to solve them, and how you can help yourself to be more healthier. So stay with us and we'll be right back.
Access Consciousness is coming back to Seattle this April for three amazing events. Mark your calendars. April 20th through the 22nd is the Access Consciousness Body Classes, created by Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here, facilitated by Dr. Glenna Rice. Explore verbal processes and hands-on bodywork that will unlock the tension, resistance, and dis-ease of the body by shifting energy dynamically. April 23rd through the 25th is the Advanced Access Body Class with Gary Douglas. What if you could undo a whole lot of limitations that you have locked into your body and create an alteration of the way your body functions? Then, on April 26th at 7 p.m., join Gary Douglas for the Abuse Hold class. This is the first time ever that this dynamic process is being presented in a class format. Find out more about these Access Consciousness April events in Seattle by visiting transformation.events. That's transformation.events.
Discover the eight things the elements of prosperity want you to know. Lynn Brown is hosting a life-transforming, soul-expanding evening on April 30th, featuring guest speaker and radio host Dr. Pat Basile. Lynn was guided to make this a by-donation event for entrance, and all proceeds will be donated towards uplifting the homeless community. For more information and to get tickets, visit eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com, and type Lynn Brown in the search.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
And welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I am here with Anthony Williams, medical medium, and we are talking about mystery illness, chronic illness, understanding kind of a new paradigm for treating illness, maybe beyond what both conventional medicine and alternative medicine is teaching us. And for those of you who want to get in touch with Anthony, could you please give your contact info and your website and your social media to everyone so they can learn more about you? And
sure. Sure. Medicalmedium.com. Just go there and you'll see the book there, or you can find the book anywhere, really. It's out there in the bookstores and so forth. And so, yeah, look for it. I go into, you know, detailed information about everything from, you know, fibromyalgia to to multiple sclerosis, to rheumatoid arthritis, to Hashimoto's thyroiditis, you name it. And it's information that's never been out there before. So just, you know, look for it wherever you find antmedicalmedium.com. There you go.
Awesome. And, you know, healing is such it's really a process that happens on so many levels. And something that I know has been really hard for a lot of people who've had chronic illness or been chronically sick, having a mystery illness, when you're sick and you don't know what it is and you keep getting sicker and nothing gets you better, it kind of beats you down, doesn't it?
Well, Kelly, I mean, Hashimoto's thyroiditis is a mystery illness. Yeah. It's actually a mystery. They didn't know what caused it starting in 1912. They still don't know now. Mm-hmm. I don't care who did what or wrote a book or put information out there on the internet. No one still knows what causes it. It's a mystery illness. I mean, you know, I talk about what causes it, the real true cause, in the book and everything, you know, and also in my radio show too and stuff. So I release that information, but the point is, it's still a mystery illness in the alternative and conventional world. And so is rheumatoid arthritis, so is fibromyalgia, so is CFS, you know, chronic fatigue syndrome, and different variations of chronic fatigue syndrome. They're all mystery illness. And you can go down the line, eczema and psoriasis, mystery illness, migraines, mystery illness. Just keep on going and going and going all the way down to different sets of symptoms, to diabetes, mystery illness, to neuropathy, mystery illness. And you keep on going down, Lyme disease, mystery illness. And, you know, I'll tell you right now is that mystery illness isn't just the 8 kids in Idaho that fell down with a fever, or the 6 kids in Colorado mysteriously fell ill, and a set of doctors in a, you know, medical clinic didn't know really what was going on. They tagged it mystery illness. First of all, it's all mystery practically. And this is one of the great mistakes. As I was telling you before, there's these great mistakes. And I say that and I repeat that because they really are. One of them is mystery illness. And we get these labels so that we feel like something's moving forward. But you know what? When I run into moms that can't believe 25 years later, their daughter has what they have and it's still a mystery with no answers. And, you know, this is serious. So, you know, and so when, you know, multiple sclerosis, mystery illness, we can keep on going all day long. So until we're open and honest and we come out of medical denial, if we don't come out of medical denial, you know, when someone's addicted to something, whatever it is, they're addicted to TV or they're, you know, like me, I'll watch a show, you know, but if they're addicted to something, whatever that is, a food or alcohol or a drug or whatever it is, if someone's addicted, in order to move forward with that addiction, you have to come out of denial or you're not going to get help. That's the first thing, especially with an alcohol addiction. Just say, you got to get help. Well, medical denial, unless someone steps forward, unless the movement steps forward and actually says, this is a mystery and we're sorry we didn't let you know. We're sorry. We didn't tell you that we don't know why your thyroid's inflamed. We still don't know why. So what we're going to do is we're going to make something up called autoimmune, and we're going to blame your body, and we're going to say your body's immune system is destroying your own thyroid so that it covers everybody's back. That's another mistake in mystery illness, and that's the autoimmune thing. The whole autoimmune thing came about because no one knows what causes these symptoms. Nobody knows what causes colitis. That's a mystery illness because nobody knows what causes colitis. It's your body attacking itself. When no one knows what, you know, causes celiac, it's your body attacking itself. Nobody knows what's causing your thyroid problem. And because of this, we're still in the dark ages. This is no joke. And, you know, people say to me, Kelly, oh, you know, you sound a little extra passionate about this. Yeah. Let me tell you something. When you're suffering and you can't get out of bed and take care of your kids, and you got 3 kids and you can't take care of them because you're sick with fatigue and no one has answers. And, you know, and Kelly, people say, well, where's all your science then? Well, why don't you ask that to the woman who can't get out of bed and take care of her children? Why don't you ask her where the science is? Why don't you ask her doctor where the science is when she's been to 15 doctors and still can't function or heal and take care of her family and feed her family? Why don't you throw around that science then? So I don't want to hear it from anyone, because I've seen people suffer and lose their lives, their careers, their jobs, their relationships, their fiancés, their girlfriends, their boyfriends, because when they feel ill, when they fell ill and it's mysterious, whatever that is, and they got that fatigue and they're not feeling good and their life starts falling apart, what about that? And that's what I care about right there. It's not about any crap like where's the science or something. You tell me where the science. They still don't know what causes Hashimoto's thyroiditis. So why don't you tell me what that's about? So it's really, this is a serious thing going on. We have 200 million people in America alone, Kelly, that don't feel good. And it's all mystery and mystery symptoms. And until the movement says, hey, yes, we can do a heart transplant. Yes, we can remove your gallbladder when it explodes. Yes, we can take your appendix out if it ruptures, but we don't know anything about 90% of the other chronic illness.
You know, do you think a time will come when what's it going to take for the establishment to catch
up? If you believe in lifetimes, we come back or something, we die and we come back. If you believe in that, well, maybe if I die and come back 3 or 4 times. You got a good sense of humor.
Right? No, I mean, I feel you. I've gone through the frustration and I've been through on both sides, both myself and my partner, of getting these mystery illnesses and seeing what it does to your relationship. I mean, my partner, he's just been diagnosed with Lyme disease. He's been going to doctors for 20 years and being told that he's fine.
Oh, that's another thing. Yeah. I mean, first of all, if you start out with, hey, it's all in your head.
Dude, exactly.
I'm telling you, Kelly, I think you're crazy, Kelly, because I don't think there's anything wrong with you. I think you've made everything up. And I think your boyfriend's made everything up. Maybe you guys just want attention.
Yeah.
That's what's been told to people. That's what's been told to people.
It's been told to me. Like when my uterus had hundreds of tumors in it, and I went to several different doctors and they were like, oh, you just have heavy flow. You're fine. Everything will be fine. Like I went to so many doctors, and then eventually the anemia almost killed me and I had to have emergency surgery, 4 pints of blood, pull the whole organ out. And I knew there was something wrong. And I went from doctor to doctor and they told me I was fine. And that's really, it's traumatizing and it's scary, you know, and the same with my boyfriend. His mom was taking him from doctor to doctor. And she was like, look, this got to be in your head. We don't know what else we can do.
Yeah. And the thing is, Kelly, it's not the doctor's fault. I mean, we need doctors. That's the whole point. Yeah. We need them. We can't actually, this world would not function without doctors. And medicine. So we need doctors. It has nothing to do with the doctors. It's bigger than that. Mm-hmm. It's bigger than
that. Word.
And so it's the information's just not there.
Yeah. So the next question is, how do people who are looking for this information, we only have a couple minutes to the break, but what I'm wondering is, like, do I need to try to convince someone in my life that this is true? Like, or do I just need to go about my healing? Like, do I need to sell this to my friend who's sick or my parents or my partner? Is there a way I can do that? Or are they just going to meet me with that skeptical attitude because it violates their worldview?
Well, you know what it is. If you're not, it all depends on how sick you've been and how long it's been you've been sick. You know, it all depends. Everybody has a breaking point where they're tired of doctor shopping, and they're ready for answers.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and some people don't need any time. They just want to feel better, and they want answers. They want things that make sense. You know, it's like the medical medium book. The information that's in there, it makes sense to people. And that's the whole point. You know what I mean? Maybe my gift doesn't make that much sense to some people, you know, and I don't expect that anyway to make total sense, you know, and it's just been like that. You know, I'll tell you what happened when you got to go to break anyway. I'll just I'll run you out of time.
No, you're good. I mean, this is the thing. And I guess this is what my feeling is. There's so much in this world that doesn't make sense. And like you mentioned, it's about recovering from this denial, because we have, for some reason, like when it comes to spirituality and science and the unknown, we have like this very rigorous set of criteria that only things that meet this empirical criteria are allowed to be true. But then in other areas of our lives, there's so many things that don't make any sense. And we just kind of accept it at face value because we haven't been told that we need to have this like stringent criteria for it. And so I guess what I'm saying is like, maybe it's time to just recognize that we can find healing, but we have to be willing to open our minds a little bit and to give something a try. And the reality is, if people buy your book and it doesn't work, it's like, okay, so you invested some time reading a book, which is probably good for you anyway. I mean, you're not asking them to, you know, you're not asking for all this stuff from them. You know, it's not,
you know,
really
people,
that big of a commitment.
Yeah, exactly. You know, people don't have 10 years to wait anymore. I think, you know, you wait 1 year and it's too much. You know, you wait 20 years. There's people that have waited a long time for answers, a long time for information to help them, you know. And it's, hey, look, no one still knows to this day until I brought it to surface. Like, I've been trying to bring this to surface for the last so many years, is that Epstein-Barr is the cause of Hashimoto's thyroiditis. You know, thyroiditis is caused by Epstein-Barr. It's that mono bug. So when you get mono when you're younger, it goes away. It comes back as Hashimoto's later on. And the medical community still don't know this today. This is information that I brought that's finally getting out there that comes from me. And it always has, going all the way back. So awesome. That's a piece of information right there that can help so many. And, you know, Epstein-Barr comes back later and causes tingles and numbness, causes aches and pains, hot flashes, heart palpitations, different forms of neuropathy.
We need to talk more about this after the break, because I have all of those things and I thought I was just menopausal, but now you got me thinking about it. Oh my goodness.
It's not menopausal, though. It's not.
All right. Well, when we come back from the break, I will be here with medical medium Anthony Williams talking way more about autoimmune and thyroiditis and potential underlying causes. So stick with us and we will be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Hi, I'm Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio, and here's your tip of the week. When we own our own responsibility, we're choosing to own our choices, our energy, our day, our jobs, our relationships. It's a tall order. And what difference does that make? Well, plenty. We're choosing to look within, to change agreements within ourselves, to keep our energy field clean, and to upgrade as needed to make choices that are authentic to us. This shifts our language. We no longer blame others. We're no longer victims of our circumstances. So if we don't get paid abundantly or loved abundantly, let's look within and ask, where am I not honoring myself? Where am I not loving myself? Let's change the agreement. Let's get real with what's in place, forgive ourselves and others, and shift into our new life. Visit me at LeslieFontaine.com or call me at 678-665-3366. Let this be the last day that you choose to look outwardly and look within.
Discover the 8 things the elements of prosperity want you to know. Lynn Brown is hosting a life-transforming, soul-expanding evening on April 30th featuring guest speaker and radio host Dr. Pat Basile. Lynn was guided to make this a by-donation event for entrance, and all proceeds will be donated towards uplifting the homeless community. For more information and to get tickets, visit eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com and type Lynn Brown in the search.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. And I am here with Anthony Williams, medical medium. And we are having a fascinating discussion today about the mysterious illnesses and chronic illnesses and how there might be information out there that science doesn't have yet that can help us understand why so many of us are sick and we're not getting better through the traditional channels. So, hi, Anthony, how are you?
Good. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you here. When we left for the last break, we started by talking about Epstein-Barr.
Yes. And,
yeah, I would love
Epstein-Barr, Epstein-Barr, the kind of lost and forgotten, swept under the carpet culprit behind, you know, everything from, like I said, the heart palpitations, the fatigue, the tingles and numbness on the body, the dizziness, the vertigo, all caused by Epstein-Barr. Tinnitus, ringing in the ears, all caused by Epstein-Barr. Hypothyroid, Hashimoto thyroiditis, all caused by Epstein-Barr. Fibromyalgia, caused by Epstein-Barr. This is literally the bug that takes the blame for, hey, it's your hormones. Hey, you know, it's menopause, perimenopause. Hey, you know, it's all in your head and you're just, you know, you're just trying to get attention or...
No, seriously,
people have suffered a long time from post Epstein-Barr symptoms. And the problem is one of the greatest medical blunders of all time is no one knows how to, there's not technology yet to take a test, an Epstein-Barr test for post Epstein-Barr, meaning if you get an Epstein-Barr test, they'll see that you've had it in the past, but there's no test showcasing it's still active in a different way. You know, in the book, I talk about the different stages Epstein-Barr has. The first stage is it just being in the body. The second stage is it turning into mononucleosis, and you don't have to remember your mononucleosis. It could have been a very mild one. You could have had a headache and a sore throat for a week, and that was it. And so that, and some people remember their mono, they were diagnosed with mono. That's the second stage. The third stage later on in life, when we get kind of deficient and we get stressed and everything else that happens years later, we get the thyroid problem. That's when Epstein-Barr enters into the thyroid. And then instead of understanding it's Epstein-Barr, we're told it's our body attacking itself and sending us home. So we drive home thinking our body's destroying itself. This is a massive mistake, major mistake. So that's, and then after that, you can get, you know, different kinds of nerve sensitivities, like I'm saying, all different kinds of symptoms, like I said earlier, and this is all Epstein-Barr, but it's not understood. Nobody knows this at all. As far as we are, is Epstein-Barr gives you mono, causes a little fatigue, goes away. That's it. That's all we know. So finally, we're bringing it to light so people can finally heal. And it has to happen. And you know, lupus is basically symptoms caused by a variety of Epstein-Barr. And Epstein-Barr, Kelly, has 60 varieties. So they're mutated varieties. And science is so far behind. When I say that, you know, this is ahead of science, it is, because science doesn't even realize there's more than one variety of Epstein-Barr at this point. And it's mutated over the last 100 years. It started over 100 years ago. It's mutated. It's what started the whole hormonal movement in 1950, because the first round of stage 3, stage 4 Epstein-Barr occurred in women's lives back in 1950, and medical world is totally overwhelmed. Couldn't, you know, just all these women saying we have all these symptoms, and that's when the crazy syndrome started, where all the doctors in 1950 just said, you're crazy, join the PTA.
Yeah.
This is when it all started. And then, because
here's some cocaine and some meth and go
Yeah. And then the pushback was so hard from so many women feeling sick for the first time in history with chronic illness that the medical establishment, the medical world said, well, we think it's your hormones. We don't know what else it could be. And that was the birth of the menopause movement, meaning symptoms of menopause, because prior 1945, 1950, menopause didn't provide symptoms besides your period stopped and you felt better. Those were the symptoms, by the way, going back before. And now what happens? So this is a whole nother thing that's going on. So we're in this incredible medical denial. People are suffering. No one's getting answers. They don't know what's causing their fibromyalgia. We just throw a label on it. Oh, it's fibromyalgia, unknown. Yeah. Oh, it's
I mean, that one even I'm just like, come on, people. like a series of symptoms where you feel tired and achy and bad, but we don't really know what it is or what causes it. And there's all different versions of it. It's like, come on, guys. You expect us to believe that's a real thing? Obviously, and there's something else going on.
So, yeah. So, Kelly, we're told our body's destroying itself with the term autoimmune, and it's not. So anybody's listening to this, just you keep a light heart and you realize your body's working for you. Your body loves you unconditionally. It's not out to hurt you. If you do have Hashimoto's, that's Epstein-Barr getting into the thyroid. It's a virus that's affecting the thyroid, not your body. Your body is working hard on defending itself from the virus. This is a natural process to help you. And, you know, and that's all part of it. And it's just giving people something to go on there so that they don't think their body's against them. And that's this is how it works.
So if there's these, so this is a virus, can we kill the virus? Like, I know there's all these natural antiviral foods like garlic or turmeric, that kind of stuff. Would that help?
Foods are powerful. They just are. Eating better food matters. Absolutely. There's antiviral foods. You should have garlic in the diet if you like garlic. Cilantro is important. Heavy metals tend to feed viruses such as Epstein-Barr. So you want cilantro in the diet. You want spirulina in the diet. You want the Hawaiian spirulina in the diet. This is important. These foods are really critical. And you want things like onions and asparagus is a great weapon against Epstein-Barr. So you want these foods. Wild blueberries, frozen wild blueberries is incredible for pulling out metals and taking metals away from Epstein-Barr.
Why does Epstein-Barr like metals?
It's one of its food sources.
Oh, gotcha.
It likes metals and it likes eggs as another food source. It's another food source it likes. So it loves eggs. And, you know, people say, well, you know, you don't like eggs. That's not true. You know, it's not that I don't like eggs. It's not it. It's not about what I like. So it's not about, hey, this is my belief system, or hey, here's my, I adopted this belief system, or hey, I looked and found this newfound, you know, trend that's going on. That's not what I do. It's about what spirit knows. It's about the information that spirit knows to give people and what, and that's how I've had the success that I've had.
Sure. I mean, well, it's just weird. I've always eaten eggs my whole life. Like, my parents would feed me eggs every day for breakfast cow milk.
That'll grow ovarian cysts.
Yeah, which I did have those removed when I had my emergency hysterectomy 3 years ago. They did find ovarian cysts, and they were like, oh, the benefit is when we cut you open, we found these cysts, so we took those out too. And I was like, great.
You know, a whole thing about PCOS, the worst food you could ever eat ever in history with PCOS is eggs. What happens? Women are told to eat eggs. They're specifically told to eat eggs with PCOS.
Really? You know,
yeah. So this is an example of how far we are. We're so far behind. And that's what's going on.
Gosh, it's sad. It's funny because like about 4 or 5 years ago, I just completely stopped eating eggs. Like, they started making me feel sick every time I ate them.
So you were intuitively connecting.
I wonder if that's possible, but that doesn't explain like my consumption of, I don't know, sugar and cake and all the cookies that, you know, that I intuitively know I should do.
I have to stop you from eating all those cakes and cookies. That's not good.
It was my birthday this last weekend and my friends bought me this amazing like chocolate mousse cake. And I was like, oh, it's my birthday. You know, and of course, like there's still half the cake in the fridge and I keep going back and like eating tiny slivers off of it, which I think is almost worse than just eating it all at once. It's like eating it for days at a time, so it just keeps coming in, you know, and then I'm like, sugar. But anyway, but I know this is like, it has to go. It has to go. It is not good. And you made a great argument in the book about this, that, you know, you might eat that piece of chocolate cake and think to yourself, well, you know, it's bad for my waistline, but whatever. But what if you knew that it was going to take years off your life? Would you still eat that piece of chocolate cake? I think that's a really powerful question.
You know what it is also? You know, the funny thing is, it's like fruit. There's a whole fruit fear out there. Everybody's afraid of fruit because there's sugar in fruit. But people will still give in and they'll eat a piece of cake, but not a piece of fruit.
No, it's true.
Look, I'm not saying that's like, you know, a terrible thing, I guess. But I'm just saying that there's so much fruit fear, but that people are so afraid of fruit now that they'll eat they'll stay off of everything, any carbs, they'll stay off of sugar, and then they'll give in because what they needed was some fruit in their diet, and then they'll give in and they'll eat something really bad. You know what I mean?
Totally. Well, my favorite are like the people that are like super on point with their diet, but then they're like drinking and smoking cigarettes. And I'm like, okay, like, you know, which we see less of that. I mean, I live in Colorado and, you know, it's a super healthy place. And yes, they like their craft beers, but and their pot, but it's a super healthy lifestyle type of place. And so it's good. It's good to be around that. But I do know of a lot. I knew a lot of people that they'll eat super healthy and take all of
that. Well, you know, that reminds me of like the back in the day, back in the 60s and 70s when everybody was doing cocaine, meaning like when it was first like going through the scene in the 60s. What they used to do was they would take a whole bunch of vitamin C when they were off the cocaine. So they would just go on like 3-4 straight days of tons of vitamin C, and then they go back on the cocaine. It was basically trying to balance it out. It's like you eat healthy and then you're drinking and smoking, you know?
Yeah, so this doesn't count as moderation, in my opinion. Anyway, thank you, Anthony, though, for that. And when we come back, we are going to wrap up this show with Medical Medium, and we'll talk more about, I think, nutrition and diet and healing and how to kind of like allow yourself to overcome the trauma of being ill so that you can heal. So stick with us and we will be right back.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you and your family looking for one manageable lifestyle change that will positively impact your health? Look no further. That change begins inside your drinking glass. Learn how to put a lid on junk drinking by sipping from a recipe collection of colorful, fresh, tasty, wholesome fruit and vegetable blends. Get your copy now of Sip the Garden, fun, easy drinks for a healthier family by T. Carrie Mitchell. Visit lifestyle120.com for information on how to order.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I am here with Anthony Williams, Medical Medium. We have been having such an awesome discussion about kind of healing ourselves and understanding the mysteriousness of so many of the illnesses and really recognizing that maybe we don't know as much as we think we know, but there are proactive steps that we can make in our own lives. And I think that's really important. And one of those is with diet. Yeah, absolutely. Diet and nutrition. And Anthony, I got to say, I love your Facebook page. It's like one of my favorites. And I know you have like over a million followers or something. Yep. Insane.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. And a bunch of my friends always like and post your stuff. And what I love is how you feature different fruits and veggies and you talk about the healing properties of different foods and herbs. And I think that that's something that just really brightens your day, my day, at least when I see
it. Well, you know, you gotta realize that in a lifetime, on the average, Kelly, we eat 80,000 meals in a lifetime. Does 80,000 sound like a big number to you? Cause yes. That's not a big number.
That sounds like a lot of meals, no?
That sounds like a lot of meals in someone's lifetime, 80,000 meals. It's like, okay, that's
okay, it. Okay, I hear you. That's true.
Right? Like yeah. Does $80,000 sound a lot? Does EO does? Does 80 does
not
does sound like a lot. No, $80,000 sounds a lot. And then does you know, 80,000 grains of rice sound a lot? What about 80,000, you know, kernels of popcorn or whatever? So the whole point is it's not a lot in a lifetime. Okay, and then what happens when you didn't eat good for 40,000 of those meals in your lifetime and you got like 30 or 40,000 left, then they better be good. They better be good. We have to turn it around with our foods, you know? It's critical. So, you know, the same old thing. It's like fruits and vegetables. No, it's more than that. It's about getting enough of them in certain kinds. You know, asparagus is critical, like I was talking about before. Yeah. Artichokes, these are really critical for getting the liver back. Everybody's livers are just going, just like, why do you think we're getting diabetes like we are? That's from the liver, not just the pancreas, the livers. All the livers are getting fatty liver, pre-fatty liver. It's all we got in this country right now. And, you know, stagnant liver, sluggish liver. So you want to get, you know, you want to get romaine lettuce, you want celery juice. If there's anything, if there's a takeaway today, it's what I started many years ago and because of Spirit, and it's the 16 ounces of celery juice. You juice 16 ounces of straight celery juice.
I love celery juice. That's like one of my favorites.
And I don't mean celery. I don't mean celery, apple, ginger, dandelion green.
Okay,
I don't mean
that. I'm talking about. Listen,
I'm talking about just celery juice, and your life can change because the mineral salts in celery juice bring back the liver and the hydrochloric acid in the stomach, and you're not going to get that from putting in every single thing, from putting in turmeric and ginger and everything else you want to put in your juice, and you have three stalks of celery. That's not going to do it. If there's a takeaway here, and you'll see, I mean, my members group, you know, my Facebook group, my Instagram, people are doing the celery juice and it's changing their lives, and it always has. So you do 16 ounces of celery juice every single morning, and it's a game changer. It doesn't mean you can't have juices, Kelly, of different juices, but you have to have at least that one.
So is that like a full thing of celery?
It depends on how big the whole head of celery is. You know, some of them are smaller, some of them are wispy and thin, you know, so you just got to gauge it. And some are really huge, so you can do like half will make that juice.
Cool. And so you said on an empty stomach first thing in the morning?
Yeah, or somewhere in the mid-morning, and if you can't do it then, you try to do it another time. If you can't do empty stomach, you just do the best you can. You go to a juice bar, and you say, all celery, please, and you're going to be the only one asking that, I guarantee you. And that juice bar is going to be like, never heard that before. Everybody wants their spinach and their beets and their carrots in there. What do you mean?
Right?
And so, but it's a major game changer to bringing back health and turning things around, especially if you're viral, especially if you're dealing with all the different illnesses that I talk about, that I talk about in the book Medical Medium. Yeah. This is one thing to take away.
Wow. I mean, that's fantastic. Are you also a believer in like the superfoods?
Well, of course. I mean, frozen wild blueberries, because you can only get them frozen unless you're in a field somewhere in the middle of the summer and you're picking them. Other than that, you know, frozen wild blueberries is actually the most powerful superfood on the planet. There's nothing in the jungle that can touch it. Mm. There's nothing out there that holds the power of the wild blueberry at all. So that's another way to bring back your liver, bring back your nervous system, help with all the different symptoms, clean up the system, help the spleen come back, you name it. That's an incredible food.
Wow. Is it from the antioxidants?
That's one thing. Basically, there's hundreds of undiscovered phytochemicals in wild blueberries because we've only singled out a few. Yep. So, yeah, okay, 100 years from now, we're going to know what's in them.
Yeah.
We don't know what the sun gives us right now. We have no idea.
I know.
So you know what? You want to talk science? Let's talk science for a second. What, vitamin D? That's what the sun gives us?
Yeah.
That's all we got?
No. Are you a believer in...
Get me wrong. Heart transplants are amazing right now. Liver transplants are really awesome. Got life-saving medicine in so many ways. We got people in the field. Don't get me wrong. But we don't know anything about what the sun gives us.
Yep. That's so true. It feels really good, though. I will say that. And I miss it. I live in Colorado. It's snowing a lot. I miss the sun. But anyway, feels good. Yeah. Do you feel like it's good to take supplements? Like I take fish oil, I take vitamin D, vitamin B. Or is it better to get this from your food? Or
vitamin B12 is critical. Everybody's deficient in it. Even someone who has a normal vitamin B12 range in their blood test, in their blood work, is still deficient. Because that doesn't mean that blood test for vitamin B12 is antiquated. It's also in the dark ages, because you have to understand something. That blood test doesn't determine what organ needs B12. That blood test doesn't determine how much B12 your nervous system needs and what kind of B12. Is it adenosylcobalamin? Is it methylcobalamin? Which kind? We are so lost. And I'm not saying this in some egomatic way, although, you know, it sounds that way.
Not really. You're okay.
It's about making sure people can move forward and heal, because that's what matters. The B12 is critical. And so you want the adenosylcobalamin too. You got to, you know, you go to your practitioner, you go to your naturopath, you go to your doctor and you get the adenosylcobalamin. Yeah, well, of course. I mean, so, I've been waiting.
I know the methylcobalamin. Adenosylcobalamin, is that?
I waited decades for adenosylcobalamin to actually be developed. Spirit and I have been waiting patiently. And so finally it's developed, and now we can push it. We've only been able to talk about it privately, Spirit and I, before it came out. Now we're able to push it because it exists. And that's going to help people with their nervous systems. It's going to help people with neurological Lyme. It's going to help people with neurological MS, neurological everything. It's that adenosylcobalamin.
Awesome.
If your doctor's not on that yet, it's only because it's too new, and it's going to take 5 or 6 years before most practitioners even know about adenosylcobalamin. So it's going to take time. But yes, that's a big takeaway here to get people better.
Awesome. Well, I think that's amazing. Do you have any, we have like 2 minutes left, any closing thoughts for people on what they can be doing in their own lives to try to overcome these mystery illnesses?
Listen, well, number one, just listen to your loved ones. Listen to your friends that are dealing with it. That's number one. Mm-hmm. Listen to them. Another one, too, is, you know, listen to yourself. Number three, have compassion for yourself. That's critical. You have to have compassion. Loving yourself is not enough. And loving, because love, you know, I mean, things that we love, we fall out of love with. You know, hey, I used to love that Ferris wheel ride in the park. Don't love it anymore. I used to love the roller coaster. Now I don't really love it that much anymore. You know, but compassion's another story. You have to have love and compassion. Both of those go together. You have to have compassion for yourself. It's more powerful than loving yourself. And that's, you have to have that compassion, because then you can forgive yourself, then you can heal, then you can move forward, then you can get past the guilt of being sick, because it's forced, all that guilt's pushed on us. We're told it's our fault. One more thing, it's not your fault you have Epstein-Barr. It's not your fault that you have shingles. It's not your fault that you have these different bugs and these different problems and these different symptoms. It's not your fault that you, you know, are fatigued and it's hard to function. You didn't cause it. You make sure you know that you didn't create your problems, you didn't create your illness, and that's something you have to know in order to heal. And I talk about that in the book too.
That's amazing. Well, you guys, thank you so much, Anthony Williams, for coming on the show. And of course, you can buy his book, Medical Medium. I'm sure you can find it everywhere, as well as on his website, medicalmedium.com, New York Times bestseller. Really awesome piece of literature. And just thank you so much for coming on the show, really sharing all this wonderful healing information. Yeah, it's been wonderful.
Awesome being here. You know, everybody just take care and blessings. And we love you over here.
Much blessings and love. And we love you over here too at Lucid Planet Radio. And you can listen to all of our archive shows at lucidplanetradio.com. And also download a podcast for free on iTunes as well as SoundCloud. And so, yeah, please take care of yourself. Remember, you can get better and you can heal. And stay positive, sending light and love out there to everyone. And we will see you next week. Bye.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.